Hi, this is George Gale, and this is Fundamentals of Organizing. In today's special bonus episode, I'm sharing a story about one of our core fundamentals, question the be nice rule. I want to talk about the fundamental of questioning the be nice rule. So Gale Sincotta, who founded National People's Action, which later became People's Action, was one of the most effective and powerful community leaders to come out of the craft of organizing. In fact, she was the first woman to direct a community organizing network. And I was lucky enough to be her campaign organizer from 1997 until she died in 2001. She was a mother of six from Chicago's West Side, tough as nails, went on to lead passage of the Community Reinvestment Act, which at that point was the biggest win to come out of community organizing. And Gail once said, "We don't win things by being nice. When someone shits on the community and refuses to come to the table, their whole life just became the battleground." Trust me, with Gale, this was no idle threat. So during the Bush administration, this is the first Bush, Jack Kemp was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And a big issue in neighborhoods were community development block grants. So these are grants that come from the federal government, go down to cities, and then people at the city level can organize so that money goes to affordable housing, goes to homeless shelters, goes to food programs, youth programs, whatever. And the idea being that the community has some leverage around how those dollars get spent. Well, the Bush administration is trying to cut those. And Kemp is refusing to meet with us and other community folks that want to work on this issue. And so Gale, who says, like, "Hey, you know, you don't want to be nice. You don't want to come to the table. Your life just became the battleground," said, "Okay, well, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. next week, and we know your daughter is getting married, and so we would just recommend setting up 1,000 extra chairs for when we get there." Gale had a reputation of bringing 1,000 people to lots of folks' house, and Kemp very quickly figured out this is not an idle threat, and after years of refusing to meet, agreed to a meeting on the spot to sit down with Gale and not test the more than enough evidence he had that she would come through on this agreement. And then they sat down, and from that point on, they negotiated a series of wins for communities from a Republican secretary of HUD, not something many people can say. And they ended up working in partnership on a bunch of stuff for the next 5 years. But none of that happens if Gale's not willing to be a leader who is willing to challenge the be nice rule. Because look, Kemp is not being nice when he's going to cut these CDBG block grants. He's not being nice when he refuses to meet. And so Gale's saying, like, "Well, I'm not going to get honed in by some protocol that is really designed to protect people with power. I'm going to break the rule in the interest of what people need." And that's what we have to remember. Direct action is done outside of the existing norms and political protocols, and that is where it gets its power. This has been the Fundamentals of Community Organizing. Now that you've listened, visit fundamentalsoforganizing.org. Sign up for a training. Tell us what you're doing in your community. Tell us what you're hungry for. We want to spread the gospel of organizing, and you are key to making that happen. See you in the streets. This podcast was produced by Fundamentals of Organizing and the Mashup Americans. It is executive produced by Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lair. Our senior producer is Sarah Pellegrini. Our production manager is Shelby Sandlin.